Felder bribery charge expected. Atlanta, Georgian. Thursday, May 29, 1913. Believed Beavers will try to have grand jury consider accusations against attorney. That bribery charges against Colonel Thomas B. Felder and others will be placed before the Fulton County grand jury by police officials, was the indication when G.C. February, Secretary of Chief of Detectives Lanford, and the person alleged to have been offered $1,000 in bribe money secured a subpoena Thursday afternoon for A.S. Colyar Jr. to appear before Solicitor General Dorsey and give testimony Friday morning. The subpoena formally summoned Colyar, who was the author of the dictographing of Felder and Mayor Woodward, to appear before the grand jury. The preliminary hearing, however, will be in Solicitor Dorsey's office. That February carried away with him a number of subpoena blanks is taken to mean that others will be called upon to testify. At the hearing of testimony Friday morning, it is believed that Lanford and Police Chief Beavers will endeavor to show Solicitor Dorsey the plausibility of their bribery charges and ask that the matter be placed before the grand jury. In line with this action, Chief Beavers called upon Carl Hutchison, the attorney, again Thursday morning for the list of protected disorderly houses, which Hutchison declared be held, and which Hutchison said he would reveal in an effort to prove that vice under police protection is rife in Atlanta. Hutchison 3 days ago, in answer to Beaver's Den, declared that he would give the police official the list on Thursday. On that day, however, Hutchison stated the list was not yet prepared. He informed Beavers he would have it ready, though, within a short time. Colyar was formally released Thursday of the $1,000 bonus under which he was given his liberty following forgery charges made against him by a Knoxville Tenroll woman. Colyar's release followed the failure of the Knoxville police authorities to send a man to Atlanta to take him back at the time specified by Police Chief Beavers.